Blah, blah. All right. You're listening to Potential Cast Season 3, Episode 9, The Wish. After Cordelia tells her new friend Anya that she wishes Buffy had never come to Sunnydale, she suddenly finds herself in a reality where vampires control the town. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Des.
Desiree!
Hey, Des.
Desiree from What's On With Steph and Des.
Yes.
And Nonsense Cast.
Yes, the greatest couples podcast ever that isn't a couples podcast.
Isn't it fun?
It's the best.
Hilarious.
Yeah, thanks to that podcast, I realized that Desiree's mom thinks I'm attractive.
Yes.
It boosted my ego beyond belief.
Actually, Illyrio, what she said that, she said, oh, he's a cutie. You should hook up with him. And I said, I'm sorry, he has a partner already.
Your mom was interested in me.
Yeah.
Now I'm all disappointed.
My mom tries to hook me up with everybody.
Oh. Well, that ego boost is fleeting.
But she still thinks you're cute.
Yeah, that's at least a good thing.
Yes.
So, do we have feedback for The Wish?
Yes.
We have some Facebook feedback, I believe. And we have some emails, I believe. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We should start with a very important voicemail.
Hello, Gax. It's Mike from New Jersey, or Run Mike, or whatever or people are calling me these days. I don't have an episode-specific feedback. I just have a general podcast feedback, which is that I appreciate the fact that the three of you who haven't seen Buffy previously don't temper your opinions. I like that if you don't like the show, you say you don't like it. If you don't like a character, you express that you don't like it, and you don't fall into the trap of what a lot of, you know, super fans kind of fall into.
Thank you!
Kind of washing away the bad things and only recognizing the good parts of the show. To me, it helps me appreciate the good parts of the show because you guys point out some of the really ridiculous parts of the show. I'm someone who's only seen it once, not a bunch of times, so. But I would say I appreciate that. So, great job, as always, everyone, and see you later.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, thank it could be. You. It would be so easy for y'all to sit here and say, "Oh, yeah, I loved that episode. I loved everything about it."
It wouldn't be easy for me at all.
So yeah, I'm glad that I want to hear your honest opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I like it. That's one of my favorite parts about it is that you guys just, you know, tell it how it is, and you don't care that, you know, a lot of the fans are just uber rabid.
Mm-hmm. So, The Wish, I have to say, in full disclosure, this is my favorite episode of Buffy so far.
Isn't it great?
It's a really good episode. Really good.
Favorite episode of Buffy so far. Because of the time constraints and everything for us to record all these shows before I go off on my crazy month of working out of town and unavailability, I've only been able to watch it once. I'm going to watch this over and over again. It is fantastique.
Oh, it's so grim.
Yeah. It reminded me of, remember that episode of Heroes when they were in the alternate world?
I'm sorry, of
no.
What?
I don't
yes,
remember.
I remember what you're talking about. Yes.
When Heroes was actually good.
Yes, when it was good.
Huh? Long time ago.
When Heroes was good.
The first season of Heroes, except the last episode, was fantastic.
Yes. When Peter Petrelli had that scar on his face.
Peter.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that like the future?
Yeah. It was like the alternate world. And I loved it. It reminded me of that.
Yeah. I love it. There's a reason why I picked this episode.
Mm-hmm. Missy Poole writes to us, this could get long, so bear with me. The Wish. Where to start? Well, I guess Cordy is the best place. Cordelia is feeling a little in my life. I just learned that a deviation. That's how behind the times I am. And would like to blame someone for the way her life has changed as of late. So who does Cordelia blame? Buffy, of course, and why not? All the weird stuff started when Buffy moved to town. What Cordelia doesn't know is that her brand new Prada-loving friend, Anya, is really a vengeance demon named Anyaka. Sorry, Anyanka. Rhymes with Sanka. Here to curse Xander for cheating with Willow, and will grant Cordelia her biggest wish. What is Cordy's wish? That Buffy had never come to Sunnydale. Wishing is never good, as we learn in this episode. Mm-hmm. Sunnydale without Buffy is like choc chip cookies without the choc chips. Dull and boring as hell. Mouth. Alternate Sunnydale is dark and drab, and worst of all for Cordy, no one wears colors. Plus, that really uncool 9 o'clock curfew. But luckily for Cordelia, all this puts her back on top. The Cordettes are worshipping her like she had never met or dated Xander, and all the guys want to be her date to the winter brunch. I finally get why it's a winter brunch. Alternate Sunnydale isn't all that bad, at least. At least we still have some old friends, Giles, Oz, Larry, and Nancy, who will reappear, but another actress playing her are calling themselves the White Hats and are trying their very best to protect the denizens of Sunnydale from a, here's the kicker, the master and his new sidekicks, Willow and Xander, who, after the events of Welcome to the Hellmouth and the Harvest, please don't abbreviate the first episode, it's been so long. Who, after the events of Welcome to the Hellmouth and the Harvest, were returned because Buffy wasn't there to save them. Essentially, they are the new Darla and Luke. Where are Buffy and Angel, I hear you say? Angel is locked away at the Bronze after trying to defeat the Master by his lonesome, where Willow has her fun torturing Buffy whenever she pleases. Buffy appears to be worse off than most of our characters. She's still the Slayer, but she never made it to Sunnydale. Instead, she's looking after the good folk of Ohio, manning the Cleveland Hellmouth. Yes, there are two Hellmouths in North America. Even though Cordelia wished for this, when she comes across Giles, she can't help but wonder why is a Watcher here, but no Slayer. Giles takes this all very Giles-ish with the questions, but Cordy doesn't have time to discuss. She tells Giles what they need to get Buffy to Sunnydale, and now, unfortunately for Cordelia, she won't live to see alternate Buffy. Willow and Xander kill her right in front of Giles, and what I can only describe as the sexiest piece of footage so far this season. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. After Cordy's death, Giles decides it's time to get proactive. He's balding? Or is that for acne?
Acne.
Okay. He's got acne? This involves calling alternate Buffy's watcher and forcing him to send her to California immediately. Thankfully, Buffy arrives just in time to save Joss from being a part of the Master's blood factory. For me, alternate Buffy is a cross between Kendra, work ethic-wise, mm-hmm. and Faith, attitude-wise. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the epic lip scar that is very much Melaka phrase. She'll be brought to your attention soon enough.
Okay.
The final 8 to 10 minutes focus on Giles fighting Anyanka and Buffy and Angel attempting to take down the Master once and for all, side by side. Giles smashes Anya's power center, trapping her in the mortal plane. Buffy and Angel's plan doesn't go so smoothly. The irony of ironies plays out before our very eyes. Considering recent events, Xander stakes Angel, Buffy stakes Xander, and Oz stakes Willow. And the pièce de résistance? The Master finally succeeds at what he nearly achieved in our world. He kills Buffy with the snap of her neck. My thoughts, my highlights for the wish. I love Anya. Outside the core Scoobies, she is my second favorite character, behind Faith, of course.
Really?
After my fantasy couple split in Lover's Walk, I adore getting to see them back together, but with a twist. How the hell can you not love every word that comes out of Vamp Willow's mouth and how sexy Vamp Xander looks? I love seeing Mark Metcalf back as the Master. You forget how fun he was. Like I already noted, Willow and Xander killing Cordelia in Ménage à Trois of Death is an epic piece of the irony that befalls our heroes, and I love the scene. I guess my quote will go to the episode star, even though she dies 20 minutes into it. She was like a good fairy, a scary, veiny, good fairy. Lots of people will give you the Vamp Willow line. I won't name it just in case we have it, which is an all-time fave of mine. Rating-wise, The Wish is a 9.9 out of 10. Better worlds. Missy.
Jeez.
Thank you, Missy.
Thanks, Missy.
Yes, thanks, Missy. I also love Anya. She's one of my favorites.
What else is she in? I recognize her.
She was in that movie Timer that I just watched not too long ago.
Did you notice that in the scene where they're in the classroom and the Cordettes and Cordelia, they're leaving because they all have to rush home?
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the story, but like the boom mic popped into the scene.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, it drives me nuts whenever I see it.
That's the worst.
It just takes me right out of the story. Boom.
I did not notice that at all. That's very strange.
It's like having the mat on the floor when there's a fight scene.
Oh, man, yes. I can't. That mat was the best.
That's one of the things when I watched this with Skylar, a year or two ago. One of the things we would laugh about most for the show was how obvious it was that it was Buffy's stunt double. Mm-hmm. It was clearly not her. Sometimes it's just so obvious, it's just laughable.
Yeah, especially when she gains 50 pounds in, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. And then sometimes you can even see, you know, like, just a glimpse of her face, and it's like, well, that's definitely not, you know, a young lady. That's a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah. Shelley writes to us about The Wish. Who wants to read this one? Gabby, go.
Oh, wait a minute. I was making notes for some reason. Okay. Wait a minute, Shelley.
I have it open, I'll read it.
Thank you.
Once again, hi to Gax or Gax and other special added personages. Oh my god, how great is this episode? It's original, supremely entertaining, funny, and it moves the current story along as well. And we even get a bit of poor, sad Jonathan. Oh, that was adorable. Another Sunnyside unwritten rule. Bad guys wear leather. Vamp Willow is so sexy and devilish and sadistic. Very true. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, direct from the Cleveland Hellmouth, is so street-worn and hard-headed. Once again, the bronze is taken over, this time by vampires instead of stupid teenage acting adults. And I just love the fight at the end. The action, the music, the slow-mo, and the slaying. I hope you guys notice who was slain by whom. How awesome is it that Xander killed Angel? This episode is so perfect that I even excuse the silly after-school music at the end. Hope you all enjoyed it as much as the Buffy fandom does. It's definitely in my top 10. Can't wait for your reactions and your quotes. Love you guys. Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
Where was Jonathan?
He was sitting on the stairs. Real world.
Taking a big gulp.
When Anya says to Cordelia, I found your next boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and the big gulp, it was as big as his torso.
Well, it is big.
Aww.
Oh, Jonathan.
What was that? Far away, Des?
I said, Jonathan. I was muttering. You know.
Let's see what people have to say on the Facebook group.
Let's. Where are we?
So, on The Wish. Missy says, I sent a ridiculously long email for The Wish. Good luck with that. LOL. The Wish. Dan Tammy Ganader. Again, I'm going with Ganader. Says, The Wish, one of my top 5 favorite episodes. I love that the Master still kills Buffy in this reality, just like the prophecy said he would. And this episode has my favorite line that my husband and I use often. I won't say it because I don't want to steal from anybody. Tammy. Thank you, Tammy, for being considerate. Also, you spelled favorite wrong.
You
have to add a U for Illyrio.
For the rest of the planet? Okay, let's move on. Let's see. The Wish. Tammy Anderson writes, The Wish. Love the demon, Anyanka. Vamp Willow and Xander. Love the white hats. Love the slow-mo and the music. Still gets me every time. Who kills who in the alt world?
I love that last scene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
BJ Everything Anderson. About it I loved.
Yeah, it was really good. It was awesome. BJ Anderson says, The Wish equals epic.
Hmm.
Yes.
Where's Nutty Nucha says? She says, The Wish. Love this episode, not just for Vamp Willow and Xander. Okay, Vamp Willow and Trub Xander. Borden it. She says something. a phrase I have been holding back on this group since I joined. Love how the world transformed, but the most important thing, I think, is that Buffy, without her friends and the guidance of Giles, is essentially Faith. And she's not that good a slayer. She already has scars and killed by the master. Oh, and Buffy's in Cleveland.
I don't think anybody's going to use that quote at the end because everybody's going to assume it's everybody else is going to use that one.
Carol Swift, I saw that one. Oh, The Wish. Carol Swift on The Wish. I guess Jenny Callender wasn't there because the elder woman had not felt Angel's pain lessening with no Buffy to start making him happy. We finally get to see the master's master plan and what the factory was going to be used for.
But in this world, he wouldn't have killed Jenny Callender.
Hmm?
I said, but in this world, he wouldn't have killed Jenny Callender.
Yeah, but she wasn't there at all because she wasn't sent there.
Right.
Yeah, she says, yuck. I always get a little grossed out at that point. I thought the way Buffy had lost trust in everyone caused her to lose her life and the lives of her team was a real clue to what makes our Buffy different as a slayer. It also shows what a dangerous path Faith could be on, since this Buffy was similar to Faith at her most alienated. The irony of everything in the final fight scene was really well done also. In my book, very, very good episode. Mm-hmm. Heath Fowler, any relation, Kim?
None.
No, Heath is
Angela's husband.
Yes.
And she's no relation to me. Well, my sister's name is Angela Fowler, but it's not this one.
She's a different Angela.
Yep.
All right. Heath says, in The Wish, we see the Master's interest in using modern human methods to conquer humanity. I wonder if he might have fared better in Season 1 with a forward-thinking vamp like Mr. Trick as his top henchman instead of chatty old-school Luke.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, Nick Smith says, The Wish, love that evil, sexy Willow. Love the white hats. Larry? Love Giles' response to Anyanka. Note, quote, redacted. Might belong to someone. Awesome. Followed by a smashed amulet. Terrific. All right, that's good.
Do you get the feeling that Allison Hannigan and Nicholas Brennan kind of are jealous that the other actors get to be vampires and they really, really loved this episode?
Oh, I bet they had a lot of fun.
They must have had so much fun playing baddies.
Yeah. Especially Willow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could say something right now, but I can't say anything.
Oh.
You've said too much.
Something's coming up.
Oh, my God.
So, while.
In my notes.
No, something's season.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
In my notes, the very first note I have written down for The Wish is Squid Man! That was very gross.
Squid Man.
Yeah, Buffy's being choked by a giant Squid Man.
Oh,
yes. Okay. I'm like, huh?
And, Xander is such a fucking douche.
In both worlds.
Yes.
He looks pretty hot as a vamp. Not with a vamp face, but, like, they did something with his mix. He made him look good.
What, wearing the waist beater under his leather shirt? That leather. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
I like that. His pasty white makeup.
Willow looked hot as a vamp, too.
Ugh.
Willow's top was too big for her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It made her look more flat chested than she really is. Hmm.
But she was still badass.
She was.
Cordelia burning pictures.
Oh.
Okay, who hasn't burned a few pictures in their time?
I've never burned a picture.
Totally my hand's up.
My hand is up.
I've totally done that.
I've never burned a picture, but I've burned other things. Puppy, well, anyone?
Also, Cordelia comes back to school looking hot. Hot.
Oh, my God.
That outfit she's wearing, that red leather, she looks like she did in Legend of the Seeker. Steph, you saw that, right? When she was the,
I didn't get to that part yet.
She played one of those girls, what are they called? The ones who, like,
have... I was about to say the same thing. High five!
They're like the dominatrix of the...
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what they're called either.
Yeah, she looked like that with her red leather. Because that's what she wore in the other one, red leather, but it was pants.
Okay, I didn't realize that she was one of those girls.
Yeah.
You mean one of those girls?
Whores.
Cordy's friends are the worst, speaking of whores. The worst people on the planet. We found the perfect guy for you. He'll never cheat on you.
Yes.
Cordelia was just like that when she was hanging out with them.
That's true, she was.
This episode, she gets a lot of sympathy, I think. I mean, you guys, I know you guys are starting to warm up to her, but I'm sure...
I warmed up to her a long time ago. Yeah. I like Cordy.
I do too. Cordy's one of my peeps, man. From the beginning.
Well, and, okay, she makes the wish that Buffy never came to town, and it doesn't take very long till she really regrets and she really sees what a difference Buffy coming to town made.
Mm-hmm.
And what big trouble they would be in if Buffy never came to town.
Yeah.
Because, okay, we talked about the winter brunch in this new reality, in this alt world. Bright colors are daring. They attract the vampires. Did you notice the classes were very small? There were a lot of empty seats.
Yes.
They had the weekly memorial service.
Yeah, monthly memorial.
Monthly memorial, yeah.
Students are not allowed to drive. And they have a curfew an hour after school is out.
Yeah, that's how sad. But why would they keep going to school?
That's what I was wondering. Homeschooling.
Or just leave town, go to another non-infested vampire town.
How far away does Cordelia live from school? Because it was sunny.
Why did she have to walk through the worst part of town? That was weird. Very weird.
Maybe she lives near the gym that doesn't exist.
Maybe.
Okay, so the White Hats rescue Cordelia.
Hold on. Can I just say something?
Okay.
Before the wish happens,
mm-hmm.
Oz, I really like him now.
What?
He's so mature for his age.
What he told Willow. He's like, listen, I told you what I need, and this is not my problem.
In 2 weeks episodes, 2 weeks, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, when we were doing Band Candy, I said, I bet you any money.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, whatever. I said, I bet you any money, Oz won't be like mad, like raging mad, but he's going to say something to make Willow feel so small. And he totally did. And he said, the only reason why you want to talk to me is to make yourself feel better. I was like, oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
But he's being honest. It was true.
It totally was.
You know?
Loved it.
Like, I told you what I need. Now, if you're still talking to me, it's, not my problem.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry I cut you off there, Steph, but I really wanted to get that into the whole...
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, he just needed some time.
Yeah.
He was very upset and he just needed some time to get over it a little bit.
And giggling duels are really strange. You know, when you're...
No, what does that mean?
When you're trying to pretend you're happy and the person that you're pretending you're happy for is also pretending they're happy and then back and forth giggling dueling. Very strange. And the joy train is lame.
But so is Xander.
Yes, so it makes perfect sense.
Yes.
What I don't get is that they're still hanging out. You'd figure after that they wouldn't spend so much time together, but no, all back to normal.
It makes me really uncomfortable.
The whole thing's ridiculous. The whole storyline, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Xander and Willow, it just annoyed me.
Is that why Buffy's sitting in between them, so that it doesn't look awkward? And yet, it's awkward.
Maybe. And then they touch digits again.
But friends touch digits all the time. Whatever. Oh, God, I hate him. what's happening? My world is going upside down. I hate Xander, and I'm starting to like and feel bad for Cordelia.
Comes dark side.
I was going to ask why they called them the White Hats, and then it occurred to me that is that like a cowboy movie reference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, you know,
guys always wear white hats.
Yeah. Remember back in Lie to Me when Giles told her that, you know, when she tells Giles to lie to her, and he says, "Well, you know, good guys always wear hats." And the good guys always wear white hats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a callback.
No one ever dies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for this episode when everybody dies.
This Cordy's wish thing that they did to basically give us an alternate universe was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
And by awesome, I mean, oh my God. It was so good. I could not get enough of it. I could not get enough of all the differences. Let me take you back for a moment. One of the greatest things I've ever seen that was produced for television was the original Star Trek series episode called Mirror Mirror. That's the one where Captain Kirk... don't get ahead of yourself now.
I've never seen it. I just know.
Where Kirk, Bones, Scotty, and something. Maybe Chekhov. I think it was Chekhov. No, it was Uhura. It was Uhura. And why do I always forget Uhura? I'm such a sexist. The idea is that there's a transporter malfunction and they rematerialize in an alternate universe where the Federation is actually evil, Spock has a goatee, and they're like good guys and they have to pretend to be bad. And it's like, I loved evil goatee Spock. And I cannot tell you how much I loved Vamp Willow.
She is amazingly awesome, and she has the best lines in this episode.
She does.
I Vamp love
Willow,
her best.
For me, was like, this is so good.
And her so and good. Her and Xander, they remind me of like in what was it? Natural Born Killers, or you know, the rednecky couple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Who are, like, really bad and just really trashy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's who they remind me of, especially Xander.
They reminded me of Spike and Drew.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Totally. No, they totally reminded me of Spike
a little
and
bit,
Drew.
Yeah.
Spike
yeah.
and Drew are a slight bit more classy.
Yes.
Because they're British.
Yes, that yes. accent makes everything seem classier.
It does. You're
Plus,
right.
They've been vampires a lot longer, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a more refined age.
Oh, my exact note was Xander and Willow as vampires is Kremaze balls.
I love them as vampires.
What was that, Cylon Kim?
As soon as I saw Xander approach Cordelia with his pasty skin, and I was like, oh no, if he's a vampire, this is the greatest episode ever. I'm like, yeah! So good.
Awesome.
So good.
And how awesome was it to see the Master again?
Yeah, and his makeup was 10 times better.
Oh, yeah. Season 3.
Like a couple seasons to perfect it.
Boy, oh, boy.
But I laughed out loud the first time I saw Buffy.
Oh, yeah. She has a Nathan so Bocelli alternate universe scar.
She does on her lip, too.
Yeah. Hmm.
She was bitchy.
She was.
I much preferred this Buffy.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I much preferred this Buffy. Buffy should go to Cleveland.
No nonsense, Buffy.
And come back a little bit more nonsense with really awesome, you know, khaki tank tops and cargo pants.
Yeah,
yeah. She dressed
for
more like a slayer. Yeah.
Yeah. Was she wearing military boots? Was she wearing army boots?
I think so.
Yeah.
Construction boots.
I'm a fan.
A really long braid.
I'm a fan.
I love it because now I'm like, I want to know where she got that scar from.
Really?
And when they first started saying Slayer and stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, Buffy's dead. But then I quickly realized, no, she's not dead. She's in Cleveland. It's much, much worse.
Yeah.
It's much worse.
I actually thought she was dead, but then I realized, no, she's not. She's just somewhere else. She just never came to Sunnydale. She just never showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got down Buffy is cynical and rough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Different with a different watcher other than Giles. She turns out her watcher has made a difference.
I wonder and if she the doesn't have friends. Wesley. I think it's more that she doesn't have Scoobies.
Ah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd think she'd go there anyway because obviously they have a huge vamp problem there and they're on the Hellmouth, so you know, you would think they would.
There's a Hellmouth in Cleveland too.
This is
yeah. Yeah, but Cleveland's hell anyway.
So they kill Cordy.
Mm-hmm.
Cordy.
They put they knock Giles out and they put him in the cage.
Can I mention something that makes this episode far and above amazing for me? The character that transports us into this alternate universe. Mm-hmm. Dies.
Yes.
That never happens.
That is like, odd.
The first time I watched this episode and she died, I was like, oh my God, they're never going to get everything back how it's going to be.
Yeah.
No one's going to be able to fix this.
But it was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh boy, are we stuck? It was really cool. It was like, the one thing you know when this kind of stuff happens is the person that did it is safe.
Right.
Uh-huh. Because they have to make it right again. And it is just, wow. It was awesome. Just terrific. But not nearly as awesome as Willow playing with the puppy.
Oh, Angel was so even more pathetic than usual in this episode.
My exact note is Willow torturing Angel. In the words of George Costanza, I think it moved.
That's awesome.
That's quite the same.
I'm sorry, throwing matches? Xander, you jerk. He's super reckless as a vampire. Oh my God. It was
just so good
really
seeing them out of their element, their roles. I love when people get a chance to do that.
Because Willow is so sweet. I mean, she's just the sweetest thing ever. And she's just so evil as a vampire.
Yes.
It's awesome.
But I wonder if her being so evil, if like, because that's, it gives me the impression that that's really what she's like. So I'm wondering if when we get back to...
Sweet little Willow Rosenberg is actually pretending to be good?
No, I don't think she's pretending to be good, but I think when she gets the chance to be bad, she'll like the taste of being bad, and she'll be like...
Yeah. She has it in her.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Because they all have a little bit of evil in them.
Right.
Because we all know Xander could be evil if he wanted to, but no one would expect that.
He doesn't need an alternate universe for that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Can I come?
But no.
That sounded really pervy.
Yeah, no one would expect that of Willow, so I think it would be good.
Mass production, really?
They got their blood on tap.
I mean, we got a clue from it when he was having an espresso. The master's gone soft. He's all dainty with the wine glass.
He is in with the times, you know?
I was wondering what the hell they were doing. They just want that so they can have blood on tap?
That's right.
The finer things in life for these vampires.
I guess so.
The twist top technology has revolutionized beer. It can revolutionize blood.
I mean, they've taken over the town. What's next? This is the next logical progression.
Right. Well, then what happens when they run out of humans?
Then they move to the next town.
Guess so.
Hmm.
Or they just breed humans in the back somewhere.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's disgusting.
It's part of the Matrix.
Angel was waiting in Sunnydale for Buffy to show up so that they could defeat the master.
Because that
she never
Whistler
came.
Guy told him she'd be there.
Mm-hmm. What
Little
a loser.
Did he know. Yeah. Ugh. Most awesome slow motion ever.
Yes.
I think, because the last time they really used slow motion like that was in the end of season one, was it?
No, they had slow motion when Buffy was running in,
Becoming
I believe
part
it was
two.
Becoming Part One, at the end of Becoming Part One, where she's running in and she found,
Kendra.
Kendra. Thank you. She found Kendra on the floor.
But yeah, I loved all the slow motion stuff. And
someone
I liked
in a haunted castle.
Was that?
I just heard some creaking. I was wondering who was in a haunted castle. It's okay. I'm just curious.
Sorry.
I'm just curious.
But I like that everyone died.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except the master at Giles.
Yeah. Oz and Giles and Larry.
Oz probably would have died if they kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's little.
But I like that they brought Larry in.
Larry was awesome.
but Buffy, the master breaks Buffy's neck just like Jeannie's neck was broke.
I guess she wasn't badass as she looked.
I love this episode.
Me too.
I feel like the odd man out because I wasn't crazy about it.
Really?
To Graham?
Yes.
Did you watch it right after?
Yes.
Spike's
Lover's
Return?
Yes, I did. And then I watched it again last night, and it was harder for me to watch the second time.
Really? Oh, Gabby, if you thought this was too grim, just the later seasons are going to knock you down.
Yeah, you're going to start taking Prozac now.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get you some really good generic stuff.
Well, no, it was just, it's not that necessarily.
Anyone?
It's not that it's.
I'll take it.
You have access to it.
What
are you sending me the email? No, it's we're Canada. Our Prozac is like a tenth the cost.
Well, let me qualify. It's not necessarily that it was too grim or that I don't like grim things, because as we all know, one of the things that I liked so much about the pack was that it was spooky and different and whatever. Mm-hmm. But now, all of a sudden, like this was such a total departure from the way everything's been. I found it.
Exactly. That's what makes it so good.
That's what made it so unsettling to me right off the bat. Like, if that's the way things are all the time, and I'd get used to it, fine. But the fact I just had a really hard time with certain things. Like, we all know that I hate the Willow-Xander relationship. And the fact that they had a sexy time, kind of Drew-Spike thing going on, it bothered me and it pissed me off even more that they were still a couple, like Cordelia said. I don't know. I just...
Yeah, that's funny.
I just had a really, really hard time swallowing what this episode was spoon-feeding me.
Even if it was in a wine glass, mass-produced?
Well, I do like my blood on tap better than from the bottle.
Tell me about it.
Anyway.
Any notes? Any more notes from anyone?
I'm scared of what the Facebook page is going to be like. But they're going to be like, Gabby needs to go. She doesn't like dark stuff.
No, there might be some people that agree with you. You never know.
You start worrying about what other people think about you on this show. Just stop it right now. Just speak your mind.
Exactly. I like when people hate us. It gives me some sense.
I mean, look at this comment from Robin Burge right here on the Facebook page. I need some infants for a sacrifice. I heard that Illyrio could hook me up with some. Thanks.
That's hilarious.
You know, I mean, it's like...
It's funny.
Yeah, he portrays me as a killer of babies.
Well, you said on the Band Candy episode that, you know, if you wanted to get infants, you could get them. Don't you remember saying that?
I don't recall.
You did. You said, go back and listen. You said if you
did, I listened to it yesterday.
You
that
would
doesn't
not
sound like
have,
me at all.
I listened to it yesterday, too. You would not have to do all Slap. That stuff that they did with the candy and everything. You could just go get some
That
infants.
Couldn't have been me. But, I was recording The Tribe, a Survivor podcast.
But were there three? But it was three infants.
Oh, it was four.
Four. It was four.
It was three.
Four.
Cabbage Patch Babies.
That's Moira. Moira was throwing her voice. She's a doctor. She actually has access to babies.
I know, right?
And Prozac.
I'm sure she can get
a Oh. If we don't have any more points, then I guess we'll go to ratings.
Okay, yeah, because Mike is going to kill us.
Okay.
Keeping Desiree for so long.
No, he's good.
Did you see what he posted in the Nonsense Cast group? He said, Potential Cast is holding us up.
There's a Nonsense Cast group?
Yes.
Yeah.
How come I don't get invited to these things? You should invite me to this.
I'm doing that now. It's pretty raunchy in there.
Oh, it's
ask
funny.
To join group. All right, I just Gabby asked to join too. The group.
It's rated triple X.
Yes, it is.
That's fine.
All right.
I just won't let myself look at anything.
Oh, you asked to join?
You will give in to peer pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Invite me too.
Yeah, invite Kim.
Okay. Wait,
I like the wrong.
She's another Canadian shit server like me.
If you're going to be in the group, though, you should listen to the podcast.
She doesn't listen to podcasts.
Downloading now. I listen to a lot of podcasts, just not the ones I'm on.
I can't add you because we're not friends on Facebook.
What?
I don't know. What the hell?
What?
No, Kimberly.
First, I'm going to add you as a friend. I hope that's okay. We have 22 mutual friends. Okay.
Wow, that's awesome. That's how many mutual friends you guys have.
So, quotes?
No.
It's ratings, bra watch, feedback mentioning, quotes. Homework, goodbye.
I will give this 9 wishes out of 10. I really enjoyed this episode. I love when they do alternate realities on any television show, not even whatever. But it was so cool to see Xander and Willow and even Buffy and Angel, totally different from what we've already seen them as, and even introducing or even bringing back some old favorites. Love this episode. Yeah. Love it. We'll watch it again.
You also really love awesome wigs.
Not really.
I'm going to give this episode 10 out of 10 face licks.
Oh, that was great. I love that part.
I love this episode more than any episode of Buffy I have ever watched. And it's going to be very difficult for any other episode to have me like it more than this episode. I love the Willow as a vampire. I thought Xander as a vampire was tolerable because Willow was there when he was there. If Xander as a vampire wasn't accompanied by Willow as a vampire, I would have... Like, when she was walking over and I realized it was Willow, I was like, oh my god, I love this episode. And then all the torturing happened. And, I mean, I won't go back into what happened when I watched that, but it was so good. I loved every minute of this episode as soon as she made that wish. You know, it was like, it was one of those... It was akin to Halloween when we finally understood that our Scoobies were turning into their costumes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen now. And wonder what this is going to be like because of this. And all this kind of, you realize it's an alternate reality. And I just can't wait to see how people are different. And how things are going to be completely topsy-turvy. It was love, love, love. A++++++. We'll do business again.
Agree.
Well, I would give it 10 out of 10. Puppies. Because it is grim yet fun. The end. Period.
Oh. It was unsettling. I had issues with it. I'll eventually go back and watch it, and maybe my feelings may change, but the bronze was in it, and I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 get-in-my-pants things.
Excellent. Desiree?
My turn? Okay. I am going to give it 9 out of 10 hot evil Willows. Because I really, really, really loved all the characters playing different parts in this, like Willow and Xander and Buffy even, which I'm not a huge fan of hers usually. But she was fun in this one. Who's next?
Well, I think we all did our ratings.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's up to me to stop drinking water at the most inopportune moment and say, fine folks who are listening to us, who are listening to us right now, it's now your turn to tell us what you think. And although we've received lots of feedback directed at this episode for us to mention, if there's something you forgot, let us know. If you want to tell us, you know, how you agree with us or disagree with us, feel free to do that as well. And you can reach us in many ways. You can call us at 270-40-BUFFY. You can send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can also send us an MP3 there. You know, if you have an iPhone, there's a built-in audio recorder. Record yourself talking, and you can actually email that recording directly from your phone. There's a little email thing. You can just send it to
potentialcast@gmail.com.
That's right. And you can even check out our website, potentialcast.com. And that's where we release the show notes. You can subscribe through a link in there. You can download directly. You can also, however, join up the Facebook group at the time of this recording, which is 4 months ago, by the time you hear it. No, not really. Probably just 3 weeks. We're at 199 members, and it's very exciting. Very, very exciting. We've almost hit 200 members. So feel free to join us up there and let us know what you think. Just, you know, remember to keep it spoiler-free.
Yes, please.
Well, I think it's time for quotes.
What's so funny?
I'm sorry. I started drinking when we started recording.
Oh, no.
I've been doing shots this whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm getting prepared for nonsense, Cass, and right now I'm pretty drunk.
Oh, my God.
But I'm ready for quotes.
Don't tell the potential cast host, but I've been doing shots of rum the whole time we were recording. I'm pretty tipsy right now. I will reply. For this.
Quotes, anybody?
Yes, quotes. I'll go first.
Okay.
At least tomorrow's Monday, another school day.
Well.
Aw. I'll go.
Okay, the whole world sucks because some dead dits made the wish.
I have no Spike quote this time. But I do have an Oz quote. So, Cordelia wished for something. If it was a long, healthy life, she should get her money back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. What's the plan? Don't fall on this.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take that quote then that no one else took. Bored now. That's my favorite one.
That was excellent. Yes. I also liked, of course, can I play with the puppy? Did you guys know it was going to be Angel right away?
I did because I've seen it before.
I was like, it's Angel, isn't it? It's Angel. It's Angel. Please let it be Angel. And it was.
The overalls of shame came back.
Crap.
I should have given it an 8 out of 10.
Wait, do we do alternate quotes? I had one more.
Of course.
Okay. This is the part that's less fun, when there isn't any screaming.
Yeah, that was very good.
I like Willow's stuff this episode.
I don't know. The master was good. I like this one. I've lost my appetite for this one. She keeps looking at me. I'm trying to eat, and she looks at me.
Yeah.
I like that one, too. Oh, wait. And also, that's my puppy. Willow's going to make you bark.
That's not right.
I know.
It was good.
It was awesome.
She was so good at being
awesome.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
It's the real Willow, I'm telling you guys.
What's our homework for next week, Steph?
Next week is a man's.
Awesome. Desiree, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, dear. For letting
Tell
me
us again where we can listen to you.
What?
Tell us again where we can hear you.
Oh. Whatever you're having.
Oh, it's Parrot Bay Pineapple Rum, and let me tell you, it tastes like pineapple juice. It's good.
Oh, man.
You can find me two places, either with Steph on What's On with Steph and Dez, our weekly TV podcast, or you can find me on my new podcast, Nonsense Cast, where I co-host with Ren Mike, and it's very explicit, and it's lots of fun, and we just made the new and notable on iTunes.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Been there, Thanks. Done that.
Same here, but whatevs.
Okay, well, we just wanted to be like you guys, so we, you know, had to do that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, on that note, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? And did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk on part of the war for a lead role in a cage? Thank you.
All right. So starting recording for next episode in 3, 2, 1, record now. Okay. John, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, John.
So we must be moving along.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, I've actually got another podcast I have to go do.
Cool.
Nice. Okay.
Thanks so much, John. Have fun. Have a lovely weekend.
Later.
Thanks, guys.
Hanging up in 3, 2, 1. Goodbye.
All right.
Did that work? It doesn't always work. Yeah, it worked. And I'm going to add Dez. Right? It's Dez?
Yes.
Huh? And then she has to leave us and then go do another podcast.
Yeah. We're kind of running late.
Yeah, it's all good. She'll be fine.
Hello?
Hi, Dez. Hi, how's it going?
I thought you guys would never call.
I'm so sorry.
Were you sitting there waiting by the phone?
We're only 18
minutes late. Yes. But, yeah, Mike and I were supposed to start Nonsense Cast in 10 minutes. I pushed him back to 9:30, so hopefully we won't go too long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
We'll rush through.
Yeah, I think this episode of Potential Cast is just going to be me going, I love this episode. It's the best ever. I love it. 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 I love it.
Wow. And I'm going to go, seriously?
All right. Awesome. So let me just double check the recording. And we are recording. Are we ready or do we need a break?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's do this thing.